Welcome back to Alchemy This. I'm your host, Kevin Pollack. Was that? Yes, that Kevin Pollack. No, I believe when you die, you start over and try to do better. How else could you explain how obvious it is to me when someone is on their very first lifetime, right? Like Joey Greer. But I digress.
I'm figuring it out.
Let's meet our alchemist. In no particular order, please say hello to Craig Kakowski.
Hey!
Kakao, if you were the new James Bond, what would your signature greeting be as Bond?
I'm Kakowski. Craig Kakowski.
Right, but you're
C-A-C-K-O-W-S-K-I.
So as James Bond,
yes.
Your first order of business is to change your name.
Alias.
It's a now great secret identity.
We know that James Bond is not a guy, right? It's an agent at MI6
that they use that. It's a guy.
They use that name interchangeably.
Right, but the agent's name is 007.
That's right.
Break it up.
I've never seen one of those movies.
What? Sorry for the extra long quiz. Open your hearts, it's Vanessa Ragland. Vanish, do you prefer savory or sweet?
Savory.
Oh.
Yeah, all the way.
Do you have faves in the savory department?
Right now, you said it, I'm thinking of a mix of savory and sweet, mm-hmm. but peanut butter flavored non-dairy ice cream
Boom.
With salt on top.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Two, please.
I'm ready.
Stop what you're doing. It's Joey Greer. Joey, not the fat one.
Who is the fat one?
What's your favorite number and why?
9.
And why?
Because it's divisible by 3, mm-hmm. and the Trinity is...
Run.
The Trinity is 3-3-3.
Take me, Lord.
And then if you put 3-3-3 on top of that, okay. you get 666.
Okay. Thank you for that. Appreciate it. And last but may you sleep like a baby, as in up every 2 hours with poopy diapers, if you think at least diapers. It's James Heaney, Jimmy Hoffa Heaney. What's your favorite card in the deck and why?
I like the Joker, and I don't think I really need to explain it. I'm sure everybody here likes the Joker the best. It's the funniest card and most interesting.
Yeah, I think you're probably right.
Don't speak for us.
I mean, come on. You don't like the Joker best?
No.
No.
I like the Seven of Spades.
That's weird.
Oh, that's a cute one.
No, it's right. not.
Vanessa, do you have a favorite card?
I think it would be one of the Queens.
Yeah, oh.
You know.
Yeah.
Gotta support.
Nine of Hearts.
Nine of Hearts.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, it's the Trinity.
We're on a different nine.
One Eye Jack, Suicide Kings.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
that's actually pretty good.
Yeah.
Those are good ones.
I mean, it's more than one favorite card, but
Can
yeah.
Can I change my answer, or?
I think everyone wishes you would.
I'm going to take Suicide Kings and One Eye Jacks.
That's
taken already.
Well, I can't have the same favorite.
No,
he
no.
gets the duo clubs. You get duo clubs.
The duo clubs. That's the worst.
That's what I love. Well, it's the lowest possible card. The duo clubs.
Thanks.
Mathematically speaking, in the deck. I do love how James is either wholly original or I'll just do what that guy's doing. All right. Our first scene today. Remember, all of our scenes are gathered from our listeners' emails. If you'd like to submit yours, please write to us at yournamehere@alchemythis.com. That's yournamehere@alchemythis.com. Our first scene comes from Elena, who wrote, "Hey, Alchemist, first off, I want to say that I have survived my first job as an intern doing data entry solely because of your podcast. Thank you for the laughs. As a
You're
scene
welcome.
Suggestion, I yeah, welcome. I am meeting my boyfriend's family for the first time tonight, and I am terrified. However, I think it would be hilarious if you created that scene. Much love, Elena Haynes." What time are you and the boy supposed to be sitting down for dinner?
Well, we were going to actually go out for dinner. I don't know that we're ready to have him come here and meet
Dad!
You guys.
Dad!
Yeah, what is it, son?
Where the fuck is my underwear?
You know, I just don't feel like I want him to be here yet.
Does he? Have you told him about
I got
your
my
brother?
My cock and balls just hanging out here. Where's my undies?
Have you told him about your brother?
I told him I'm an only child, and uh-huh. I really like.
Peep-pop!
Yeah. Yeah.
Hello?
Danny, I'm talking to your sister. Danny.
I think he's playing Fortnite.
Danny.
I just want to say I can't meditate.
Uh-huh. Joe Knight.
I ask you to help right. everything be smooth for for 1 hour.
Dad is pressuring me to have my boyfriend over for dinner.
Let's have him over for dinner.
Yeah, listen to your mother.
Are you really going to make me do this?
I'd love to meet this mystery man that swept you off your feet and gotten you to stop wearing your hair in pigtails.
Are you calling him that because his name is Aladdin?
I wasn't.
Okay, because that seems a little racist.
I wasn't. I was calling him that because we've never met him.
Okay.
And we usually...
How is that racist?
That it's magical and mysterious.
Because his name is Aladdin?
Exactly.
It's a popular Disney movie.
Right.
There's nothing more mainstream.
Well, in
I'm
all
sorry.
Fairness, he would just prefer if you called him Al. I mean, we don't usually call him by his full name.
Why don't
name.
You ask about his magic carpet while you're
Dad!
I don't know what you're trying to start right now, but you are starting it.
Okay.
Dad!
Take a two and see what you can do with your son.
I don't want to see my son's cock and balls right now.
Well, let's make that two of us.
Listen, when he gets here, I'm just probably going to go out with Al.
No,
and we're just
you're having
go-
him over for dinner.
Mom, don't make me.
Please, I have a salmon plate ready to go.
An extra salmon plate?
I inherited it from the luncheon today.
Because he's near an ocean, you thought you'd
you
make
are,
salmon.
You are psychotic. What you're trying to do, the way you're trying to spin this is crazy.
The Mediterranean is
That's
right there.
Nothing is happening that he's saying is happening.
Unbelievable.
We'll have him over for peanut butter and jelly.
Good.
That's
going to
be
you.
Weird. Al does not.
I'll put the salmon out. We'll see who takes what.
Yeah. Why don't you just say, we're not you.
Oh, I think he's pulling up. Guys, just let me go out with.
Staying here.
Bring him in.
We're not divorcing.
Mm-mm. Hey, kid, look. I want you to have a good time on this. Rate me 5 stars, all right? You're going to meet her. You're going to have a good time. The parents are going to be great. You're going to do good.
Hey, thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Hey, you're welcome, man. Just give me 5 stars.
I always do. I hope to get 5 stars back.
Oh, you got it. Let me see you do it.
I will. You know, as soon as the ride's over, you know, that's when you get asked to rate. Right?
But let me just see you do it now. Let me see the app open now. You know, I'll pull over.
Okay, I think we got to end the ride first.
All right, let's end the ride.
Okay. All right, yeah, and then I'm doing it. So, yeah.
Great. All right, I can take you on. So, kind of end of the...
Okay, I think I got to call you again then, right?
Yeah.
I got to ask for a ride?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, let me pull over. All right.
Okay.
Oh, I got it. Oh, it's a different ride.
No, somebody else is in the neighborhood.
All right, well, let me pick him up. Let me pick him up.
Oh, I didn't want a pool.
Huh?
I don't want a pool.
I don't want a pool either.
No. It's just you. I got to drop him off, but you're good.
But why is someone else in the car?
Don't worry about it. It was the last fare.
Is this just a kidnap thing?
No.
It's not a kidnap thing. No, he's just dropping me off. I'm about half a mile away from my destination.
Don't worry about it.
I have to go with, but I'm not getting a discount?
Calm down. Yeah.
I'm not freaking out.
I'm not freaking out either.
I'm just confused. This is the first time I've gotten a pool when I haven't asked for a pool,
Dana?
And I don't have the pool rate.
Dana?
Yeah, my name is Dana.
All right, come on in.
I already know I can come in.
All right, do you want the ride or not? Because if you want to cancel it, you got to do it on your end.
But doesn't that affect my rating?
No.
I think that affects my passenger
rating.
You might have to pay to cancel, yeah.
So just come on it. Just come on it.
It says it's too late to cancel. I have to accept a fee.
Dana, come on. You want to come anyway?
Come on,
this
Dana.
Is racketeering, I think.
It's not racketeering. Come on. Which way are you going?
North.
That's opposite direction.
Yeah, we're going about half a mile south, and he's going to drop me off.
This is Aladdin.
He's Al.
Al.
Hey, Al.
And so come on in. I'll take it.
Okay, fine.
So he's gonna go on a date.
Ooh!
See his girlfriend's parents for the first time.
You've never seen them?
Wait, how do you know that?
We were just talking about that. We were just jawing about it.
I said I was gonna pick up my girlfriend.
You were gonna pick her up in this Uber, and then you picked me
up. It doesn't matter how.
This is what's gonna happen.
This isn't checking.
Oh my god! I think he's in the car with somebody else. I'm supposed to be going out there.
There's a girl in that car. There's a woman in that car. I see a woman in that car.
You bring him in here. You go out to the car. You say, "Please come in, Aladdin."
I'm incredibly embarrassed. I don't know what he's doing with another.
Dad!
That girl is so gorgeous. Oh, honey, I'm so sorry.
Okay, I'm going to go.
I'm so sorry.
He brought a date.
I don't think it's a date.
You understood the dynamic of the relationship.
It's a hell of a way to tell you that he's seeing someone else.
Can you honk again? She's not coming out.
Look, I can only honk a couple times, okay?
You can honk as many times as I tell you to.
You need to put on some lip gloss. You've got to put on lip gloss. Well,
do you have some?
Absolutely, I do. I'm a cosmetics rep here.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, pretty lips. Nice shape.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, my God. What are you doing with your fingers on my boyfriend's lips?
Wow, Marna?
Oh, my gosh. I've heard so much about you.
Who are you?
I was
just a girl.
I'm Dana.
Yeah.
Sorry, Dana, there's not enough salmon plates or peanut butter jellies for you, so you gotta go somewhere else.
I have to go a mile and a half north.
Shh.
Ow.
Hey, what's all this out here? Hi, I'm her father. Hey, you must be
this
Aladdin.
Is Al.
I'm Al Baba.
Hi, I'm Gregory.
Hey.
And I'm Dana.
Dana, who's Dana?
I don't know who Dana is.
We're just sharing a ride.
They're just sharing a ride. It's nothing weird.
Are you the driver?
I am.
That's why you're behind the wheel?
Yep.
Okay.
They weren't kissing or anything, but they don't worry about it.
Do you want to come in?
When you say that, it makes it sound like we were, but we weren't.
Mr. Baba, come on.
Don't call me Mr. Baba. Just Al is nice.
Okay, Al, would you come in the house and say hello? I know my wife would love to meet you.
Bye, Al.
Just for a couple minutes.
Go kill him.
Maybe stay for dinner.
Give me 5 stars, huh?
All right, I will. I told you that.
Just do it now. Let me see you do it.
Okay, we just got to end the ride, which I think will also bump you off the ride.
And I also see this is what happened when I was picked up. You did. Is this the second time you've rated it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So just.
Do you two want to come in for dinner also?
Nah, I got a ride. I got.
Are you sure?
I got a thing. I'm doing a Trump show.
That would be really weird. Made salmon.
Oh no!
I already told her there's not enough salmon for Dana to come along, Dad.
She's mean.
Okay, well,
girlfriend is mean.
Hey, good luck, kid.
All right, thanks, man.
Hey, did you rate me or no?
Yes, I did.
Hold on, it's not coming up on my phone.
Can we go inside?
Yeah. I got it.
Okay.
Bye.
Al, do you work out? You look like you're in pretty great shape.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. Yeah, I do. I work out, you know.
Part of a gym, join a gym.
Welcome.
There's my wife, Rachel.
Hi.
Hi. Oh, wow. Aladdin, it's a pleasure to meet you.
Just call him Al.
Welcome to my humble home.
It's fun, babe. This is what an unexpected pleasure. I wasn't expecting to meet you all tonight.
Well, I happened into a salmon plate, and we've been dying to hear about this Middle Eastern. Oh,
what are
mystery.
You talking about?
Oh.
I don't know.
You did this to me. You planted the seeds that would undo me.
You needed my help to be a racist.
No, I'm not Al, Aladdin, I am not a racist.
Okay,
drop it, Mom. You're making it weird.
I would love to offer you some salmon for no reason.
Salmon sounds great.
Yeah. Where'd the salmon come from, honey?
I don't know. The ocean.
Yeah,
don't
which
push
ocean?
Me. Don't push me into this. Don't push me into this.
Mediterranean? It come from the Mediterranean Ocean?
It might have.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a lot of tales to tell. Aladdin, it's a weird name. We're all going to move through it.
It's not really.
It's not where I come from. There's a lot of Aladdins in my family, actually.
Where? Okay.
In the Baba family.
Well, we are delighted to have you. I love the Disney. I love the new Disney movie. I love the old Disney movie. And I love this guy.
Is it Baba or Baba?
It's Baba.
Baba.
That we say Baba. Uh-huh. I mean, we say Baba. You threw me off.
How do you spell that?
B-A-B-A.
Oh.
The traditional
Baba.
Way.
Baba.
Yeah.
All right. Baba. Let's just
saying Baba.
Let's just all sit at the table with the
I
whole
was
family
thinking
here.
We could sit you on the
floor.
Get
you something to drink, Al?
What do you have, babe?
What do you have? Like
I'm
a
just going to have
fancy
iced tea.
Wine?
Just iced tea.
Just iced tea?
He can't drink. He's not old enough to drink. He's not out there in
actually,
high school.
He's
how old are you, Al?
I'm 22.
Uh-oh.
Okay, well, sounds like...
Uh-oh. Mama bear alert is going on.
I am 18. It is not as big a gap between you and Dad.
Is there a favorite drink?
Yeah, and that's working out so well, isn't it?
Where you come from?
Where I come from?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, iced tea.
Now who's the racist? Yeah. Where you come from?
Well, I want to make him feel at home.
Wash your mouth out.
I wish.
Listen. You wish?
Yes.
You can.
Really?
Al, we're having a bit of a day.
Well, Al and I have plans later, so let's just have
we all
this
have
dinner.
Plans. We're going to do this and we're going to play games.
So are we having dinner or what?
This is...
Who's this?
No, nobody.
This is
nobody? You introduced your brother by saying nobody?
You Al, have a brother?
Al, I lied to you.
You said you were an only child.
I wish I was an only child.
Why would you say that?
Because...
I know why you would say that. I
don't
it.
Want them to meet, specifically.
We often say we only have one child.
Thank you. I'm not the only one.
Al, I'll come with me. I want to show you my toy collection.
Your what collection?
His
my toy collection.
Collection.
Come with me, Al.
Okay.
Daniel, is now the time for this?
Yeah, I think it
Daniel,
is.
Daniel, Al, you don't have to go. Al, you don't have to go. Enjoy the salmon.
He asked me to
Al, don't
show
go.
Him his toy collection.
Would you like a little sweet wine, a little dessert wine?
That sounds great.
Okay, great.
Let's start with dessert wine, yeah.
That's what we
Daniel,
like to
Daniel, why don't you
do.
Bring a couple of your toys to the table? That way Al doesn't have to go to your bedroom.
Why don't you not try to just micromanage him? That's not helping.
Rachel.
Yes?
Can we not do this tonight?
Why not, Stuart?
All right, let's do it. In fact... Al, Mr. Baba, we'd like you to be the judge and jury as Rachel and I have a little debate about what it means to raise family.
I think that puts him in a very awkward position.
I'm very uncomfortable about that, yeah.
Go see my toy collection.
Aladdin, you don't have to be the judge and jury for this.
Why don't I just see the toy collection? And
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, sure. I would take that choice as well.
Go. You can go too, Stuart.
Can I?
Yeah,
I
go. Don't Please want pay Dad attention to your son for the first time in your life.
I don't want Dad to go.
Well, I'm just sorry. You just got uninvited. I'm sorry, Stuart. So no one wants you around.
We are still going out later, babe, right?
Oh, thank God. Like, the faster the better, because this is embarrassing.
Well, why is it embarrassing?
Because you guys are arguing like you should have been divorced a
no
long
one
time
else
ago.
Argues.
I would like to take a moment to say what a luxury it is that you feel like you're able to say this is embarrassing. When I was your age, if I had tried to tell my mother that something was embarrassing, can you imagine what she would have done to me?
So this is my fleshlight. Here, hold it.
Okay. I know what a fleshlight is. So you have sex with this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So these are all sex toys that we're talking about then.
Mm-hmm.
How old are you, Daniel?
38.
Okay. So there's kind of a big gap between you and Michelle.
Mm-hmm. 20 years.
20 years. So she's kind of a mistake, huh?
I don't know.
Okay.
This one, this is another fleshlight.
And these are all fleshlights. Different sizes.
Mm-hmm.
Do some of them feel better than others?
No, they're all part of
mixed. Why would you have more than one fleshlight?
This is a Lego Millennium Falcon.
Oh, okay. So this is a legitimate toy. That's
a fleshlight in there.
Oh, God. So if, like, you've replaced Chewbacca with a tiny Lego fleshlight.
That's fleshlight.
Okay. Oh, but it's still a functional fleshlight? What do you do for a living?
I make toys.
Oh, so this... Well, these aren't really Legos, are they? This is like a knockoff brand.
Yeah.
You made yourself.
Chigos.
Chigos?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you like my sister, huh?
Yeah.
You think you're going to get her pregnant and marry her?
Get her pregnant?
And then marry her?
Well, I hope not. I mean, I don't know. This is a new relationship. We're like a month into this.
I've been always looking for a brother.
Uh-huh.
So... If you're going to be my brother, then we got to make some ground rules about what does that mean.
Okay, I'm really...
Do you guys mind if I crash the boys' club?
No,
please,
it is
please.
It's too heated down there. Stuart, and I'm sorry to talk about your father in front of you, but he is the worst. Oh, what are all those?
These are my toys. Al, take...
You've never seen his fleshlights?
Al, these are some of Al's, actually.
I'd never seen that one.
No, those are not mine. Those are not mine.
These are some of Al's.
Those are not Aladdin's. He didn't bring those. Does anyone want any of this dessert wine?
I would like a glass,
yeah,
please.
I don't have a glass.
Oh, that's nuts that you brought all these toys in here.
Hey, he didn't bring the toys.
What's going on in here?
Stuart, get out of here.
Well, this looks like the fleshlight is 4 feet long.
Is that a 4 foot long fleshlight?
Well, now I'm out of dessert wine.
Fine. Finally. Thank goodness. Hey, let me get in on that fleshlight. Which?
Oh my God.
What do you mean, get in on it?
What's happening? Where's Rachel?
I didn't know there's such a clutch it was available.
Rachel.
Let me run under my own roof.
Al? Oh my God, what are all of you doing in here?
We're all Rachel. Doing different things.
Bring the salmon in.
We're not eating in his bedroom. His bedroom, he's always making disgusting noises. I want to just leave.
Babe.
Al?
Let's get in my carpet and get out of here.
Okay, let's go.
Did he make a carpet joke?
What?
It's not a joke. It's not a joke.
Wait,
I have a flying carpet, okay?
What?
Show them, and they'll be really
in
their
world.
Here we go.
Looks like a regular rug.
It does look like a regular rug, but...
You just threw it out the window.
Alakazam! Yeah. A la mancha!
What? What was the last one?
The drink?
Goodbye!
Goodbye!
Oh, why couldn't they have taken you? Scene 2 comes from Sabah, who wrote, "Hi, Alchemist, I've got an idea for a scene, a day in the life of Doug Bain and Rafael Brito."
Oh.
I've been a listener since day one, and I gotta say, the show is solid gold. He did write Doug Bain, as in Bain, the Batman.
Bane of our existence.
Yeah. who's got your engineer now?
Oh, that.
Bezos? Sabah Ijadi from New Mexico. Okay. Day
kisses.
Kisses. Is that kisses, Bezos? B-E-S-O-S?
Yeah. Yeah, but it could be Jeff Bezos. Bezos.
Could
be the billionaire, yeah.
Mm. All right, we now take you to a day in the life of the payman, Rafael Brito. Hey, Rafael, can I see you in my office, please?
Yeah.
Yeah, so listen, I don't need a lot. I just need you to mix the sound design into the podcast.
Yeah.
On a fairly regular basis.
I'm just here to make sure this doesn't get out of hand.
Thank you, Gloria.
Thank you. I have a family.
Right.
I have...
You were so gung-ho in the beginning, so enthusiastic. I'd love to be a part of this.
Still am. Still love it.
Okay.
I just...
Right? Just a couple episodes a week?
Yep. I understand it doesn't seem like a lot.
Dropping some sounds.
It's not just that. It's everyone screaming.
Everyone?
Everyone's screaming. The levels are off constantly.
You mean the cast?
Yeah, there's very little consistency.
In the sound of their voices.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I don't need you to worry about that. I just need you to
playing the blame game.
I do too. Let's
feel
stop.
Like we're playing the blame game.
Pointing fingers.
Hey, I record it all the time, and I don't think it sounds like
Doug,
they're shouting.
Doug,
what are you talking about?
Doug, stay in your office.
Doug, you seem like maybe you're a little strokey.
No! This is...
You can't say that.
Is this a normal
you can't
Wednesday
say
for me?
I can't?
No.
You're not allowed to say that.
Oh, is that
you take it back.
Okay, it's offensive to
take
people.
Take it back.
All right, I'm taking it back.
Thank you.
I meant you look like you've had a mini stroke.
Why?
No, don't elaborate.
No? Well,
half of his face
That's why I have to be here. Because you are a minefield.
Gloria from HR is here to save the day. I apologize to...
Okay. Why don't I hear anything more bad about the alchemy this time?
Oh, he's drowning in his own spit, it sounds like.
You shut up! You take that back!
Rafael, take it back.
Take it back!
I take it back.
I've got a representative from iHeart Media here.
I love iHeart Media!
Well, yeah, that's the company you work for, Doug.
I don't know if he works for it so much as...
I do, too! You take that back!
A lot of taking back.
I take it back.
Okay.
That's an HR move, and you can do take backs.
Okay. Then there's no more offense.
Correct.
Oh, that's good to know.
Within a time frame.
As in right away?
Can I go, or I have a family?
Rafael, can I ask about the sound of horses? Where are you getting it from? Every now and then you drop in clippity-clop, and I want to know what the hell.
The reason these things take so long is because I actually go out into the field and record these sounds.
What are you doing there?
Oh, I'm sorry. Youngster? I thought this was an open field. I'm just trying to record these horses.
You're scaring my horses with that big mic of yours.
Sorry.
That mic looks like a fleshlight.
It's not a fleshlight.
All right.
Yeah.
Can I interest you in a fleshlight?
No. No. No, I don't want a fleshlight.
Never hurts to ask.
I'm family. I'm sorry. I just came over here. I'm doing a comedy podcast.
Ooh, comedy podcast.
It's
Can I ask what it's called?
Yeah, it's called Alchemy That.
Never heard of it.
Are you serious? Never heard of it?
Alchemy That?
Alchemy, no, that's not what it's called. It's called Alchemy.
It's called Alchemy This!
Alchemy This, yeah. Oh, we got a listener.
I'm going to help with the recording.
Oh, there's Doug. Oh, God, that's a sound
engineer. So you guys are a team, huh? And
kinda, he does
Let me hit the record button.
Kinda, actually. He brings his own recording studio with him everywhere he goes. Anyway, I'm sorry to just...
Who's out here scaring the horses?
Hi, my name is Rafael Brito. I'm a sound guy.
What are they doing here?
Well, they're recording the horses, Mother.
Why are they recording the horses?
Well, apparently, I guess there's no public domain sounds of horses available on the internet. No. So,
well, these horses aren't public domain. These are raw domain.
I know that was on me. I thought it was a public.
That's right.
I hate to wave a shotgun at a man who's clearly been hit by a stroke.
No, okay. I'm fine. You take that back. You take it back.
I'm not taking nothing back.
It's kind of an HR thing. You kind of have to take it back.
You're on my property.
Okay.
We're not with your company.
Okay, sorry.
Did you offer him a fleshlight?
Yeah, we sell fleshlights, and we're a working farm.
Okay, it's surprising that iHeartRadio hasn't taken you over yet, okay, because They're pretty big. So if you haven't heard about them,
are they pretty big?
Yeah. Why would they take us over?
Well, they would just, you know, they would.
They absorb you.
Yeah,
they absorb you.
And then I don't want us to get absorbed.
I'll take a flashlight,
son. I don't want us to get absorbed, son.
Son, what are these fellas doing on the property now?
Daddy, I'm talking to him.
I'm barely get out here. A lot of noise coming down.
Well, now you've woken up my father, who's much older than I am.
If I could just understand what you feel doing here.
Daddy, don't cry.
Are you recording us?
I am, but I don't, only because
well,
I thought it was public.
Well, you are in fancy show business type?
Well, kind of. I do sound effects. I do sound design.
He has a family.
What does that even
mean? What's wrong with that boy?
And who's Clown Boy over here?
I'm Dark Bame.
Why is he dripping?
Why does he keep saying his full name?
What he does. He's like a Pokemon in that way. He just can't help it.
Let me ask, is this a typical day for the two of you?
Yeah.
Same as yesterday.
Yeah, it actually is. It's
what are they doing on the property now?
We were just trying to get horse sounds. Sorry about that. We'll get horse sounds
for what?
For this podcast. Alchemy this.
What does that mean?
Oh, I've heard of that. Alchemy that
I know,
before.
I know. I
listened to that.
Alchemy this with Craig Kukowski?
Yeah, Craig. Yeah.
Well, I hear that all the time.
Yeah, he's great.
Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Jimmy Bean. Jimmy?
Yeah.
Who's that one?
James Heaney.
Jimmy Django Heaney?
Yeah.
That's my favorite.
Yeah.
We send in suggestions every week, but they haven't used any of ours.
That's right. Wow. Tell them why. What was the last one you came up with, son?
The last one I came in with is somebody who's trying to record a bunch of horses. Wait a minute. We're living that right now.
Look at that. Boy, this is meta.
You're magic.
All right. Well, I appreciate that, but did that land with you
that my son's suggestion is being lived out right now?
You understand what happened in there, Rod?
That happens all the time to us. This is a very typical day, honestly.
Do you need some water or something?
Give me some water.
I think you should put a headband around your jaw to keep it up.
Really? Yeah. Okay. Well,
I really just wanted the comedians to riff with it on the podcast. I didn't expect you'd come to my home and reenact it in real life.
Well, here you go. Sometimes.
Why didn't the comedians come?
Yeah, where are the comedians?
I don't know.
You can't be one of the funny ones.
I'm not. I do sound engineering.
You have a family?
I have a family. I make this.
What kind of family do you have?
Lovely people family.
He's got people in his family.
What kind of sounds do they make?
Actually, I have a recording of it.
Yep.
Just listen.
Let's hear that now.
And here.
Me.
Me. And that's it. So that's my whole
family.
That
was some goats.
Yeah.
That sounded like goats.
I have a family.
That sounded
goats.
Like our goats.
That sounded a lot like our goats.
Were you tromping around recording our goats?
Timmy and Tam Tam, the goats. That's what their names are.
It might have been. It might have overlapped.
You don't have a family.
I have a family.
I don't think he has a family.
Have you been lying about your family?
No.
I'm going to get the gun.
No. Oh, okay.
I got the gun, honey.
Oh, good.
Doug, let's get it. Okay,
I'll just get the.
No.
Wait, did you call him Doug?
Yes.
Is this Doug Bame and Raphael Brito?
Yes.
That can't be possible.
Somehow I didn't put that together.
Yeah, that's who we are.
Oh, they've never said their names.
Do you know us?
Honey, you've done fan art of these two fellas. Why don't you show them?
I have done fan art of you. Come with me to the manure cave.
A cave?
Follow me. It's a trek.
All right, well, why don't we just...
5 hours later. Here we are. Take a whiff before we go in.
Oh. Oh, God. It smells bad.
Now, what we're going to do when we get in there, I've fashioned you out of manure.
I'm going to take your word for it.
No.
I'm just going to take your word.
No, I want to see it.
This rifle says you stay, boys.
Doug Bame, you're the taller one there, manure. That's the taller one there.
Oh, it looks just like me.
When I light it on fire,
it'll explode.
It does a boom.
There's a bit of a boom.
One, two.
We're crying.
Did you like it?
It's good. I really like that.
You look better without your eyebrows.
Thank you.
Well, let's head back to the mainland.
I'm sorry, but Raphael and Doug have passed, so we're not going to be able to do alchemy this anymore.
You were sent here from My Heart Media?
Yeah.
Is this a joke?
You're the representative?
What happened to the other guy from My Heart
Media? And you think this is funny?
Did he get fired?
To us.
Yeah, there was... he probably did get fired. Because I heard he was like fired.
Because of pranks like this, Doug and Raphael are gone.
We can still do the show.
Yeah,
though.
We'll just get another engineer, another sound guy.
No, yeah, no, that's not how it works.
That's not?
No.
No.
How does it work?
We're more replaceable than those two.
Yeah, so.
How about that scenario?
What?
Hey, relax.
I thought I'd run up the flagpole. I'm sorry.
Just calm down.
I'm Kikowski. Right? Craig Kikowski.
We know who you are, right?
All
right.
It's like James Bond?
Yes.
All right. Look, I'm sorry, but we're going to have, everyone here is going to have to actually leave
Wait,
the city.
Wait, we're out of a job? And this is paying my rent.
Leave the city?
You have to leave the city.
This bought me my mansion.
I'm sorry.
Well, you're gonna have we to make that mansion
back.
Money.
Yeah,
here.
If I have to default on mansion payments, I don't know what I'm going to tell my staff.
Well, you're going to have to tell them they got to go home because you got to leave the city.
Well, it's not my fault that Raphael went to a fucking horse farm to record horse noises.
He wasn't well enough to do that.
Rather than just lifting horse sounds somewhere off the internet.
Yeah, why would you go into
internet?
A place called a manure cave?
And let you Doug talk him into it.
Anyone could look at Doug and know that he shouldn't be traveling.
Yeah, right?
Let the guy's a purist, okay? And that's just how it is. So
what do you got for us? You got replacements?
For this?
Yeah.
This is getting canceled, all right? All right?
Canceled?
I'm canceling this thing, and I'm stripping it for all the pieces that I need for something else, all right? We're actually going to be using James for a couple other projects.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, thank you.
James.
What are the other
projects?
What are
you using him for?
He's going to be doing ad reads for Fleshlights. That's it.
I don't know if that's with my brand.
Have a brand, James.
There's no brand.
Okay, James, let's try the first ad for Fleshlight 2, if you wouldn't mind. The copy's there in front of you.
I just don't know. I feel like this is, every time you share these on Facebook, my mom and my grandma are cry-facing it.
Okay, well, how about ask them not to look?
Do you want me to do the orgasm noises on a separate track or just behind him now?
Well, you know what? Let's try behind him now.
Okay.
when you're ready, James.
Okay.
Counting down, 3, 2, 1.
Just when you thought there wasn't a thing to put your penis in.
I'm just
here
not
it
real.
Is, a Fleshlight. I'm sorry, can I start back over?
He said Fleshlight.
I caught it myself.
Yeah, well, I was doing good work, and he said Fleshlight.
Yeah.
Sorry, my mistake.
If you wouldn't do
that. Debica, you're doing great.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was spot on. Came in perfectly. I'll get that.
Are you sure? I mean, maybe we should... Okay.
Are you ready?
Whenever you count me down, I'm not...
3, 2, 1.
Just when you thought there wasn't a place to put your penis, a Fleshlight... You put it in
hold
there.
Up,
and
hold
it,
up. I heard fresh light.
That's
again.
Not true.
And James, maybe not so much eye contact when you're reading these in the booth. Just read the...
Can you look at the copy instead of us?
I guess, but I really feel like I need to connect to somebody, and this is just...
Why?
A
you could connect to me. I'm right here.
Why? You think you're having a conversation about the Fleshlight?
Well, I've always approached advertisement as a conversation with the viewer.
Well,
or
I'm
listener.
Sort of playing Oh my gosh.
I know. Now he's got you.
Yeah.
Jace, look, you're going through the roof with these Fleshlight commercials. People love them. We want to bring you on tour. We want to bring you to SquirtCon, all right?
I just don't know if I really, that's not what I was dreaming of. Like, I really wanted
to.
Hey,
you want
a
brand, right? But here you go. You're making how much money now?
Thousands of dollars a month.
Yeah, and we can bump that up to maybe, you know, whatever. So look, we're going to bring.
How much?
Like 100 more?
Is that 100 more thousand or $1,100?
Just $100 more. All right, okay. Now look, we're going to bring you a squirt gun. We're going to set you up good. All right, we got a booth for
Did you.
You
say squirt gun or squirt con?
Squirt con. Listen up.
Squirt
James,
con.
All right?
Okay, I'm sorry.
All right, look, it's going to happen soon. In the next couple minutes, squirt.
Oh, Mr. Heaney, I can't believe I'm actually meeting you. My brother and I barely got into squirt con, and I just wanted to say I'm one of your biggest fans. Mm. Can you sign this for me, please?
Oh, that's dirty.
Well, it's a Fleshlight. Dad! It's a Fleshlight.
I'm sorry. Hold on one second.
Dad!
Can you just sign it?
All right. I'll sign it.
Stuart, I can't believe you brought him here. Squirt con?
The red Sharpie?
Okay, I'm going to try, but it's just smearing. This is really gross.
Right, I'm sorry. Let me wipe it off.
Thank you.
Okay, there you go.
Well, that's a lot better.
All right, move it on. All right, moving on.
Hey,
mister.
Do you think we could get some of the Alchemy This guys back to maybe help me with this?
Yeah. What do you mean?
I don't know. I just feel like it's a lot to have one guy signing all these Fleshlights.
So you want to split that $1,000
between
everybody?
Well, now that there's the extra $100.
I'll see what I can do. It's going to take a second, though. It's going to be some kind of montage moment of getting the crew back together.
Hey. All right, thank you.
Hey, where are you headed this weekend, James?
Kevin, I was wondering if you wanted to take a trip to Vegas.
Sorry? I love Vegas.
I thought so. I figured. So,
You got like a jet or something?
No, we're going to be driving.
Oh, that's what I meant.
I need a ride.
You need a ride.
Yeah.
Oh, you're asking if I could drive.
If you don't mind, it's not a big deal because you love Vegas, right?
I do.
And one of the nights we have this awesome show to go to.
Me? No, I work on motorcycles now. I put that whole life behind me.
Vanessa, there's a lot of money.
There's nothing you can do to convince me. I'm telling you, it's my old life. This is me now.
Well, these motorcycles are nice, but they're just electric gas-powered bicycles when you really look at
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Don't you feel like
Wait,
there's
something... Wait, did you say something about money?
I did.
Maybe we should get the gang back.
Taylor, come on, buddy. Run in the first.
Joey?
Yeah, hold. James, what's up? All right, everyone take five, okay?
We love you, Coach Joey.
Love you too, kids. What's going on?
You changed my life.
Wow, you've really changed.
Yeah. I found the Trinity, and everything's just been kind of aces
six,
after
six,
that.
666?
Yeah, you know it.
Wow. So I got this new gig going on. With, you know, iHeartRadio.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if I'm going to go back to that again, man. I'm
Come
working
on.
With this.
Come on. Old Joey eats his cum?
Yeah, those days are gone, man.
Are
I
you
eat normal
sure?
food now.
I'm working, hawking flashlights, Joey.
Flashlights.
I already know. Got Kevin and Vanessa in. They're coming to the con.
Seriously?
Squirt con.
Can I get a dry martini shaken and stirred?
You have to pay!
I'm Craig Kukowski.
Yeah, oh, Mr. Kukowski, we have your table.
Thank you very much.
Sorry.
Craig.
No phones in the dining room. Sorry.
Okay.
Craig,
I didn't realize
you've
that.
Been avoiding my
Who the
calls.
Fuck are you?
I'm James Heaney. We used to do a show together. It was Alchemy This.
Right.
Mr. Kukowski, it's so good to see you again. It's been since Berlin.
Yes, it is Inca.
I'll be waiting in the ladies' room.
I'm sorry for interrupting whatever's happening here. That's
a lot
nice tuxedo.
Thank you very much.
It's very orange. It is very orange.
My time is precious, James.
I'm sorry. Let me cut right to the chase.
Pardon me for interrupting, gentlemen. Mr. Kukowski, the lamb sleeps by the river.
Oh, well, the ewe needs to wake him up.
Oh, it is you, Craig. Listen, pardon
Hi,
me.
I'm James
sorry
Heaney.
I'm interrupting. Mr. Hooney, I'm sure it's an important time for you as well, but this agent and I need to communicate. It's a matter of national
agent?
Security.
Yes.
I need an agent. I lost my agent.
Look, whatever this is about.
It's about fleshlights.
What?
It's a long story,
this
but I need
an agent.
This is a
matter of national security.
Okay, so wait, is Craig coming or not?
I think he's going to be here.
Oh, great.
I left my shop for this.
I mean, it wouldn't be the same without Craig.
So
why is Craig not in the car? We're halfway there.
Well, my guess is he's probably trying to talk Chris Alvarado into coming back.
Are we picking them up somewhere? It's a long drive to Vegas.
I just assumed that you gave
they're
me
gonna
a
be at Bakersfield.
Hey guys, it's me, Chris Alvarado.
hey,
what's up,
Chris?
Hey, I came back for Doug Babe's funeral and
You're sticking around?
Yeah.
Well, that's nice.
Hey, what's
come
going
to
on, guys?
SquirtCon with us, apparently.
SquirtCon.
Oh, I thought it was
SquirtCon.
I thought it was a comic book. Convention?
Yeah.
Yeah.
James! I'm sorry, Kevin. This is a convention for flashlights. You know, the masturbating tool?
Oh, yes, of course.
And I'm sure Chris is in, right?
Hey, absolutely.
What's the con part?
Convention.
Convention.
Okay, so you're all saying convention a lot. I still don't understand how I'm being conned.
It's different. Convention is where a group of people with a similar, what would you say?
Oh, finish it. You know the definition.
It's a group of people who have a similar interest in objects such as like comic books,
right?
Movies.
So a lot of views.
Fleshlights.
A lot of people like you.
What do you mean?
I mean, you'll feel comfortable
you
there,
guys
and I'm
don't
not
start
sure
again. This took us down once.
Why we're all going with you.
Well, it just would be a lot easier. I sign a lot of
okay.
fleshlights.
If you're a weirdo, don't raise your hand.
Wait. What is that?
That was the most confusing thing. Yeah. You're the only one
really
raising
confusing.
Your hand, Kevin.
Put your hands back on the wheel.
And we lost them that day.
Oh.
Believe it or not, we've come to our last scene of today's show. This one is from Haven, H-A-V-E-N, Haven, who wrote, "Howdy, Alchemist. Thanks to everyone for putting together such a hilarious podcast. Admittedly, I first thought the show was going to suck and stayed away. But after consistently hearing Kevin's ads on various other iHeartRadio podcasts, I figured I would give it a shot. Now here I am months later. Alchemy, this is one of my favorite podcasts, and I'm writing an email to kiss your asses and ask for forgiveness."
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, right? Let's see. Let's go around real quick. Forgiveness, everyone?
Forgiven.
Yeah, forgiven.
Forgiven right. for the thing I didn't know about until 10 seconds
ago. As long as there was a review, because you can be a favorite. Like, if you review it,
yes.
then you're forgiven.
I think that's a good point. Haven, go into however you get your podcast and go to the review section and make sure you give us a good one, please. That will be the Ask Kiss portion of the show. And the forgiveness is yours. Now back to your letter. My idea for a scene is as follows. A new hire is shadowing a veteran employee at a local sex shop. Well, that combines all.
Oh, my gosh.
Done.
And rewind.
Who knew that any of the previous interludes would get us into all these areas? Best regards, Haven from Toronto. P.S. The Dynasty typewriter is really fucking far from my house. So if you guys should do a show up here in Ontario, please bring the popcorn machine so I can see what all the fuss is about.
Haven, aww. I love you. You got it. You're yeah. going to love this corn.
Headed your way, Haven. Haven from Toronto. Hey, new guy. it says on the resume here you did some spots for Fleshlights, is that right?
I did. I did. I've been trying to. It went down really bad.
How so?
Well, I used to be a podcast star.
Ooh.
With Rent Control in LA.
Wow, so you were the one.
And then I took a solo gig selling Fleshlights.
Right, right.
Sounds like a dream job, but half the time you're wiping cum off and trying to get your signature to stand on some silicone.
Uh-huh. So now...
But I'm trained for this job.
Right. Well, listen, we're all out of Fleshlights. We got outfits. We got paraphernalia.
Is anyone helping here?
Yeah.
Hello?
I tell you what, why don't you take the first customer?
I don't even know what we have here.
See
yet.
How it goes. Okay. See what
this
she needs.
This will be fun. Yeah. Sorry, I'm having a hen's night for my friends.
A hen's night?
A hen's night?
Oh.
No.
Hens.
A hen's
chicken,
night.
Chicken. Roosters.
Hens.
No, it's a bachelorette.
Well,
a
okay.
bachelorette.
That makes sense.
Okay. And so I need some fun stuff. Mostly, I suppose, shaped like penises.
Great.
Or open to suggestions, obviously. We want to keep it classy. And,
of course, classy. It's a bachelorette night. It's hen's night.
It's a hen's night.
Is hen's night the same as bachelorette?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, let's work on the similarity between the word hens and hands, and we'll make it a handsy hen's night.
No.
Are you sure? Because there's a lot. I haven't looked at the inventory, but my guess is there's a lot of hands of tools here that would class up.
I don't hear
that.
What you hear, huh? And I don't want to do a weird thing about the way you're hearing my voice be the new theme for this party. So
oh, I'm
no.
sorry. I think it could be anybody's voice to think hens and hands sound similar. It's not. I'm not making fun of your accent. I'm sorry.
Miss, can you excuse me for just a moment? I think I may have what you need.
Okay.
For your hens night.
Thank you.
Let me just have a word
this
real quick
cheeky.
With James.
Sorry.
James.
Yeah, that's James.
Oh, why don't you have a birthday party that's you, James, and also a Great Dane, because it sounds so similar. Everyone will love it.
Not even in your language is that similar. James, did that come across bad?
James, it's not surprising to me that you haven't been able to keep any of these positions, be it a podcast or someone selling their yeah. wares at a con, based on your attitude and the way you interact with
is
other people.
Is it coming across again?
Coming off a little dismissive,
hello, is there
judgmental.
Somebody who can help me?
Let's try it with this customer and see if things go a little okay. better.
I'm hello. In the queue.
Yes.
Okay. I'll just be waiting.
Okay. Follow me this way, miss.
Okay.
And we'll take care of
you. Be able to help me?
I should be able to help you.
Yeah, I want to sell these DVDs.
Oh, we don't actually buy back any DVDs.
No. There's a. I didn't buy the video. These are of me.
These are of you?
Yeah, these are home movies I made.
Let me pop one into the disc tray.
Oh, you like what you see, huh? Who wants a little mayonnaise sandwich, huh? Little mayonnaise sandwich. Oh, I'm gonna make a sandwich just out of mayonnaise.
All right, I think I've seen enough. Are all of these just solo videos? Or is there some character work and relationship stuff?
Well, I mean, I think if you watched, I mean, they're good. You just watched a little bit. You don't even know what it's about.
Well, I get it. It's just you doing a one-man show.
But do you want them or not?
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm not in charge of buying and selling here. But
you're
I'd
in charge
say,
of the registered, so just buy them.
I'll tell you what. How much do you think this is worth?
About $200,000 each.
Well, you're not getting that. Sorry. Done deal. You're not getting any of that.
Negotiate.
But I'll tell you what.
Negotiate with
me. All right. I'll give you $20 for one of these DVDs.
Deal.
All right. Great. Thank you.
And then what about the other four?
I would say you go back home, you get somebody to do some scenes with you and bring something with grounded relationships back, And we'll...
Oh, wow. I'm getting notes from the guy who's working at the freak shop, huh?
It's not a freak shop. This is an adult...
Yeah, it's an adult freak shop.
These are basically medical devices.
You're sick. You're sick.
All right, Donna Bell, please. Tommy?
Yeah.
I need some sort of emotion from your character.
You keep saying that, and I keep on giving you it.
Okay, maybe we should discuss what I'm looking for in terms of what that emotion should be.
Okay.
Your dog has just passed away.
Yes.
Right?
I'm trying to make a mayonnaise sandwich.
I know what your action is.
Yeah.
But I need you to feel some sort of emotion for the fact that your dog just died while making the mayonnaise sandwich.
Look, you're from Television City, right?
Yes.
Okay, so you know how this works, right?
I do.
Okay, great. So then why don't you do your side, and I'll make the mayonnaise sandwich.
But I'm not seeing anything in your eyes when you're making that sandwich.
I keep them closed. I close my eyes.
That's right. And I need them open, filled with some story you're telling.
All right. Well, all right. We'll try something.
Let's try another take. Roll sound. Speed. Okay, when you're ready, take your own action.
Action. Oh, I want a mayonnaise sandwich. I gotta make this mayonnaise sandwich. I want this mayonnaise. I'm gonna put all this mayonnaise on this bread right here. Oh my god, this is so much bread. There's too much bread on this mayonnaise sandwich. I'm gonna take some of this bread off and put some more mayonnaise on there. My dog died. My best mayonnaise sandwich is gonna taste so good. I'm gonna eat the whole thing up, and then I'm gonna, after I'm done eating the mayonnaise sandwiches, I'll probably, if I'm hungry enough, I'll eat another mayonnaise sandwich, and then I'll put some more.
I really like what you did with this one. I feel like the character is coming through, but what I don't see is relationship. I need somebody else.
It's serious?
I'm serious. I already got in trouble for giving $20 out of the register once.
But how much did you make back on the DVD?
Well, I've still got it. I've kept it for me.
Pop, man, I hate to interrupt. Do you have any more of the mayonnaise sandwich guy?
Oh, hello.
Holy cow, I can't believe it. Look, I can't believe my luck.
Look at me.
You're the mayonnaise sandwich guy.
Yep. Ooh, this is awkward.
Man, please tell me you came to bring some more movies.
I did. He's has them.
You got them?
I would rent as many as you got
right
now.
Listen, you're a fan, right?
That's why I'm here.
As a fan, you want things to be as good as they can get, right?
I need your autograph. I don't know what you're talking about. Could you sign something for me?
Hey, what do you have?
This mayonnaise sandwich DVD.
Oh.
Yeah, I bought it, and I was going to hope to trade it in, but now I'll keep it. Can I get another one from you, a couple more? You have more?
I mean, I haven't even reproduced this DVD yet, so I'd be selling my only copy.
Oh, man.
But what, here...
Are you going to make it any more soon?
Yeah.
Maybe I could come to the set while you're working.
That'd be great.
I'd do anything to see you work.
That'd be great.
Mr. Mayonnaise Man.
So I'll just show him around and just give him the whole tour of it, all right?
I can't believe I'm here.
Okay, well, this is where we shoot.
Right?
This is...
Where do you keep the mayonnaise?
Well, we can't show you that right away.
Oh, man. What about the bread? Because he's always talking about mayonnaise and bread.
We only bought a finite amount of bread and mayonnaise.
Right.
He goes through it pretty quick.
Yeah, I'll bet he does. I would bet he does.
So you're a big fan, huh?
Oh, yeah. Me and all my friends at school. Yeah, I turned everybody on to the mayonnaise.
Really?
Man. Yeah.
Because it's such a specific fetish. The odds that, you and your entire group of friends would all be into it.
Oh, we're into it, all right.
That's great.
And you're not wrong.
I don't judge.
You're not wrong. It's very unique, and I think that's what we get out of it, you know?
Yeah.
Guy, I never seen nothing like it before.
Yeah. Where do you want me to put this dog corpse?
I think right over there in the corner is good.
With the other one?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, the dog corpses should be together.
Well, who's that? Is she like a set designer?
Yeah, she's in charge of props.
Props. Yeah. Right. So she would know where the bread is. I could ask her.
Look, we're not going to show you the bread, kid.
Okay. All right. Fella can wish.
Look, if I had a dollar for every kid who visited the set and wanted to fuck the bread.
How many dollars would you have, mister?
I'd have a lot of dollars. Okay.
I just hate to be this person, but these corpses aren't going to keep. We got two dog corpses on set. We need to get our guy in here. We need to get that bread ready, and we need to roll.
Look, ma'am, I'm sorry. I don't know how many more dog corpses you need, but I don't got that many, all right?
I need another one.
Well, look.
It needs to look like it was loved recently. You're showing me all these mangy-ass dog corpses. I need one that looks like a loved pet.
Well, then, you got
to
pay more.
This guy has to weep over this dog.
You got
to
pay more.
Oh, how much more?
I mean, hundreds of dollars more.
Hundreds of dollars more for a dead dog?
Yeah.
You need to do some personal reflection. You've got a truck full of dead dogs.
Yeah, and I can dump these anywhere I want.
Yeah, dump them on my lot.
Well, you gotta pay.
I have to pay for these corpses?
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
What's wrong with you?
What's wrong with you?
What's wrong with you?
You've got beautiful eyes.
Thank you. Thank you.
Look, I don't care how tough it was to acquire these dog corpses, okay?
That's a collie you're looking at.
I know. I can see. It looks like Lassie.
It's exactly like
Dead
Lassie.
Which was a male dog, by the way.
I know. You know that story? Yeah. Everyone knows that story.
Look.
It's like some people saying, you know, cilantro doesn't taste good to everyone.
Okay. Look, you saw the call sheet, right? The morning is all mayonnaise sandwich, and the afternoon is dog corpses, so...
Well, then I'm going to have to take the mayonnaise out of the fridge, the real mayonnaise, and put the dogs in.
Look, do whatever you got to do.
Okay, tell nobody to open the fridge, because if he opens that fridge thinking there's mayonnaise, and a dead dog falls out...
I can't change the order of the shots. We're
going to have a weird scene.
We're locked in at this point.
How soon are you going to start shooting, you think?
You know, our star is probably in his dressing room getting ready.
Oh, I can get the dogs shoved in there in 2 minutes.
Okay.
While she's doing the dogs, can we go meet Mr. Mayonnaise Man?
Sure.
Yeah. I mean,
you met him at the porch shop,
I know,
right?
But yeah. I mean, see him, I'm so nervous.
Okay, yeah. All right, write this
I
way,
haven't
kid.
Seen him at work before.
Knock, knock.
Hello?
Hey, I got somebody
Who's
here.
There?
It's Timmy, Mr. Mayonnaise.
Who's there?
It's Chuck. I got a kid named Timmy who...
Oh, come on in.
Who knows you.
Hey, Mr. Mayonnaise Man.
Hey, hello.
Oh, wow, this is your trailer?
Yep.
Ah, what do they call this, like a single?
Yep.
Because it's kind of small.
Very, yeah.
And I expect it a little bit bigger.
Yeah, what you can do, you know.
Yeah, I got some more mayonnaise.
Yeah, we got jugs around there if you want to dip your hands in.
No, don't let him dip his hands. You know, we got to use those in the shot.
I saw the set. I saw the set, and this lady brought in dog corpses. I don't know, what's the scene about, man?
Well, my dog died.
Right?
And then I got to cry about it, and then I got to eat this mayonnaise sandwich.
Okay, so you make the mayonnaise sandwich right there on the spot?
Yep.
Right, and then you eat it?
Yep.
You eat your own mayonnaise?
Have some of that mayonnaise.
Look, we're gonna roll in about 10. So you know whatever
we're
you need.
Here?
No, we're gonna start rolling. We're gonna start rolling in 10 minutes. Okay, so
I think he was right. I think we're gonna get out of here. Oh, the mayonnaise man. Not since Marvin McHugh have I hoped a character would come back. Oh. Mayonnaise man. Oh.
I never knew what was a double entendre.
Yeah.
In my mind, it was a real mayonnaise.
It's all real. It's a real mayonnaise. Mayonnaise man. It was the cleanest, dirtiest, filthiest thing that ever happened. That's our show, but let's thank all of our alchemists. Vanessa Raglan, so excited to welcome you back each and every damn time. But
you
have this whole theater life that's going on.
Oh, the nightlife.
To go to the Dynasty Typewriter Theater for the calendar, the upcoming events. It's such an exciting place.
Yeah, perfect.
In Los Angeles.
Check it out, dynastytypewriter.com or on Instagram, Dynasty Typewriter. We got a lot of fun shows we're about to be announcing.
All the time.
And I'd love you to come. And now we have dark chocolate chips you can put on top of your popcorn. Yeah.
Oh.
We've had candy, but we just added the dark chocos.
She has, in fact, sweetened the pot.
Yeah.
Craig Kukowski?
Yeah, at Kukowski on Twitter. And keep watching Drunk History. Season 6 is airing right now on Comedy Central.
Great show, great season. And thank you for
great cast.
Hey, thanks.
Yeah. Joey Greer?
July 1st?
Yes.
Out of character.
Oh.
Should have been into the microphone.
Wow, he threw that at me, okay? You can't see that, but that was an attack.
That was like he became you and you became...
July.
Apparently I was holding that burp for about 27 minutes.
Came out strong.
July 1st.
7 p.m. at Westside Comedy Theater. Alchemy this live.
Love you. James Heaney, will you be there?
I'm going to be there July 1st.
Okay.
And I'm also there every second and fourth Wednesday doing a show with Bear Supply.
Woo!
Wonderful Bear Supply. And let's thank our engineer to the stars, Doug Bame.
Bame.
He part of the show. Was it yesterday or today?
Today,
yeah.
It's today.
Seems like a week ago. But man, oh man, how far did you dig deep to come up with your version of what Doug Bame would sound
like?
Well,
I just happened to have the opportunity. I had already been practicing doing Doug Bame's.
Right. I mean, because the audience listening probably has no idea what he actually sounds like. And now they think they do because of what you
gave
them.
They know they do. Because right. I'm a thespian.
Yeah. And what a recreation it was. Raphael Brito, our sound design producer.
Brito!
R.I.P.
R.I.P.
So R.I.P. Sophie Lichterman, our producer. Where was Sophie today? We miss her. And Anderson Cooper, the wonderful dog. And last, of course, iHeartRadio.
Dog yep. corpse.
No. Oh, God. iHeartRadio, thanks for the auspices. As always, I encourage all of you to write a review, tell everyone you've ever met, and write to us at your name here at alchemythis.com. We so love hearing from you. And the latest potpourri of faces and caricatures that we've been reposting on Instagram, the collection of us, as looks like a Renaissance troupe, maybe, or mm-hmm. yeah,
so cool.
alchemist, mm-hmm. I assume.
And there's yes. a lot of really cool hidden little bits of art in the art.
Yes, so check that out on the Instagram page, and James's wonderful animated recreations.
That's yeah. the nicest way you've described it.
I yeah. think that's the most accurate.
Yeah.
Too.
Did you see Vanessa's face, or her character's face, in the last
one?
Yeah.
Oh my god,
distorted. I was slightly less massive. You were still the tallest. The tallest.
When I showed my wife, she was like, "What did you do to her face?" I was like, "What are you talking about? It's no different than any other one." She's like, "She's got two noses."
And I ran into a wall and just stayed back there.
I spent so much more time making your character to try to make it the best.
You always give me accessories, and I guess I gotta take that.
It's a lot of love
yeah.
in each and every one of them, and please never stop. We encourage you to write that review. It really helps out. Let everyone know about the show. So until next time,
Alchemy is.